Is it time to break out the champagne? You know, based on the shows that I remember where we started drinking champagne about halfway through, we might want to wait just a little bit longer. I remember one night we had a great show in Seattle. Someone threw up one of the fattest joints I'd ever seen. It was like, it had like made in Jamaica on the side of it. It was, you know, it had like, it was so big, it had like the guy's name and his address and his email and his fax number, and it was huge. And it was the last show of the tour, and I was like, what the fuck? So we lit it up at Encore, and I don't remember anything after that, but it was a great encore. I really loved it. I have fond memories of not remembering it. But yeah, I don't think any of us knew. Usually you know when your birthday is, but I don't think any of us were aware this morning. So, hey, we're just happy to... If we could be anywhere, we're here. Philadelphia. And it seems like there's always a reason to celebrate when we're here. And last time we were celebrating getting to be the last one to play a historic building that called the Spectrum, and some of you might have been there, and hey Mike, this woman was there, and she still has her Halloween makeup on. It's been 4 years, but she renewed it. Oh, I get it, it's new. That's fucking genius. I'm going to dedicate this next song to you and the rest of the show to you in the next 20 years to you for doing that and being so brave. Now we have a purpose. We should send that to the artist. Yeah. So somebody reminded me, you know, there are some people that listen to some of this stuff closer than we do, and they reminded us that we played this song at the Spectrum, but we didn't necessarily finish it. So we're gonna do that now, and then keep going and going and going. Solo. can't seem to help.